Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nuhu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. All right, so as is our custom in House on the Rock, when we put bookmarks, we'll start from the last text. So let's start with 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. It's a popular text. It says, I have fought the good fight. Now I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I've kept the faith. Notice, this is not a bedtime story that is supposed to wow you. It's deep, considered thoughts that is being expressed by Apostle Paul here, writing to his son, Timothy. All right. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. Colossians 2, 8 to 10. It says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceits, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you, no matter what anybody tells you or whatever you think about the year ending or whatever, you are complete. As far as He's concerned, you are complete. And He is the head of all principality and power. So His position is what matters. Not what they're going to tell you in the village, what they're going to tell you in the office, or what they're going to tell you in the house. Those don't matter. They have their place. But this is the crux of the matter. So don't be deceived. Hallelujah. And then finally, Colossians 1:19. Colossians 1:19. It says, It pleased the Father that in Him, only in Jesus Christ, should all, notice should, He didn't, so that means that's what is expected, but you have a role to awaken that consciousness. You can leave it, whether you like it or not, it is true, but when you hear should in English, it means something has to come from you. In Him that all fullness will dwell. So we're in our Finishing Strong series, and I'll be discussing about Finishing Strong. There's no particular title, so just write it, Finishing Strong, and that's what I'd like us to talk about. So can we pray? Heavenly Father and King, it's time for the message which you have prepared from the backside of time. I'm just a vessel, and I yield myself to the flow of the Holy Spirit so that you do the leading while I'll do the following. Now my prayer is that my thoughts will be agile to flow with your pace so that we can be able to communicate your word as partners to your people. Give me the grace not to do any violence to your text or your word, that it will be unhindered and unadulterated, to the intent that you and you alone, Heavenly Father, will take all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you may be wonderfully seated while I'll do the rest of the standing. Hallelujah. So finishing strong. Very interesting. So when I was preparing for this message, a thought came to my mind. I decided to share it with you. So my primary school education, I went to University of Benin Staff School. And so in that school, if you grew up in our own times, this is, I'm talking about from the late 40s to the 50s, you will know that there is one, it's no longer as interesting as it used to be. See that thing they call inter-house sports. I don't think these people are enjoying it the way we used to enjoy. Inter-house sports is like, in Nigeria then, the most popular activity was National Day, of course, because everybody will go to March Pass. After that one, you have Children's Day. People don't know, some of you don't know that Children's Day used to be a very serious celebration in this country. That day, there will be no work. Every child must go to the square to go and march. And they wear their best apparel. Then after that one, you had inter-house sports. Inter-house sports in secondary school was not interesting. It was not half as interesting as primary school. Because in primary school, then in Uniben, we used to be very, very colorful. We had sports jerseys. Then you wear sashes of your houses. You had different houses. I was in greenhouse. So you wear your sash. And when you're going to participate in any activity, the joy was to pin, when they pin a number on your jersey, front and back. If you like, come last, doesn't matter. The main thing is that you wore number and you cross your sash. Hi! And the house will be cheering you as you're going, as their representative. Okay. So, but that's not the story. The story was then, when we were all growing up, you know, the senior boys were always the ones that used to come first, 100 meters, senior boys. So when we got into primary four, primary five, so we're in four. And for us then, we were the ones that started living for federal in primary five. So it's not a must that you must do six. So in primary four, all of a sudden, my set started producing the sprinters. So I was sprinting. Antonio Diachi, that's the particular person I want to mention his name, was sprinting. Emeka Okonkwo was sprinting. Not this Emeka Okonkwo. But they were sprinting. We are sprinting. So somehow, we're making the list, 200 meters or 4x1. So all of a sudden, in our class, Antonio Diachi was the fastest. So Tony started sprinting. But guess what? Me, I never believed that Tony would run faster than Azubike Okereke and Osaze, who were in primary six when we're in primary five. I said, it's not possible. 200 meters arrived. Azubike didn't run. Osaze didn't run. Patrick ran and one other guy. 200 meters. Tony took lane one. I said, they have finished him. The race started. Bam! At the curve, one shot ball, Antonio Diachi had confessed. Everybody and dusted them. Everybody was looking like this. He was in pink house. Antonio Diachi had confessed. Ah, okay. 100 meters is normally reserved for the final day. It's the main race on the final day. So all of us took our positions. By that time, I started panicking because I knew that Tony is good. So when the race started, Osazel Blue House ran. Azubike Okereke, that's the big boys ran. And then here was Tony Odiachi, smallest out of all of them, pink house with his number. The race started. All of them blasted out. Tony was behind. At about 50 meters to the end of the race, somebody started coming. Osaze them were, they didn't understand when the guy just came, and at the last minute, he breasted the tape. Tony had confessed. They said there was a mistake in the race, that they were going to do it again. And these guys took their marks again. This time, Osaze had now said, no. I think this guy is the guy to watch. And the race started again. And Tony went behind again, all of them. And they busted out again. Towards the last minute again, Antoni came. Last minute. So you will see him coming. So Tony's problem is that he's not a good starter. But he's a deadly finisher. He doesn't start very well. But he picks his energy from the 50 meters and he starts coming. So it wasn't a fluke that he beat them the first time. He was actually faster. That's the picture I want you to have of finishing strong. Doesn't matter how you started the year. What really matters is how you finished it. But before we start talking about it, I want us to be very, very sure we're in the right path. So Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2 tells us, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves as a living sacrifice unto the Lord, which is your acceptable and your reasonable service. The next verse says, and be not conformed to the world. That's why we read that word in Colossians. So our idea of finishing strong should not be framed by the world. Be very, very careful. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. That's our focus, not the world's pattern. Because you see, most of us, you know, there was a day I went on a vacation to UK, and I was coming back, and I almost missed my flight because the train I was supposed to follow, all of a sudden, they said that the train had been delayed. In the UK, if you hear 1 hour delay, know that something is wrong. It's most likely going to be an indefinite delay. So I heard 1 hour delay. The next thing I heard, indefinite. So I was about to miss my flight. What happened? A guy, because of the pressure of Christmas, and he hadn't done all he thought he ought to have done, jumped in front of a train and was crushed to death. And when that happens in the UK, that train is not going to move for, in fact, if care is not taken, because there will be a lot of reports, paperwork and all that, so just forget about you. So my sister had to drive. I had to drive me all the way from Croydon to Gatwick so that I won't miss my flight. Because I must fly that night back to Nigeria, because who has then some thousands of dollars to pay for rescheduling of? It's not like in Nigeria that you just say, reschedule me, even air the next day. They just say you pay $5,000. There is dollars. Praise the Lord. So, do not allow the world to be your determining factor. Very, very important. Okay. So that being said, what is finishing strong? What is finishing strong? I'm one of the people that, like, whenever I want to do some teaching like this, I like to research. And my very good friend is that, I don't know, you can use whatever engine, Google and all that, but I like ChatGPT. Yeah, it gives me some kind of funny perspective. It's funny, but I like the way it goes. You understand? So I asked him this morning. I said, what do you think finishing strong is? And he gave me one beautiful definition. I said I was going to read it to you. He says, finishing strong means to end something with strength, excellence. Are you getting it now? Strength. That's what Tony used to push through that final. It wasn't skill. It was energy. So that means you need to know how to you need to know how to pace your energy. You don't waste it. You don't put it in things that will drain your mental energy. Friends, crew, information. No, you need to conserve your mental energy if you want to finish strong. The next one is excellence. So that means there's some level of virtue. You don't compromise. You don't meddle into things that do not concern. You have to be very, very careful. You have to be mindful of who you are. You are the image of God. I hope you know what that means. So when people see you, they should see God. When they look at you, Baristani, they shouldn't just see Baristani. You are the God that they are seeing. All of us are the God that people see. And when you are aware of that, it will cause you to live in a particular way. The next one is faithfulness. Kai, you cannot finish strong without faithfulness. The goals you set out with in January, it will take faithfulness and God's grace for you to still be on it by now, because there have been so many distractions if you tell yourself the truth. But I like the final word. It said intentional effort. It doesn't just happen like that. You have to be intentional. Travis Greig sang a song. He said, our God is intentional. Since we are created in God's image and likeness, and if God is intentional, you have no excuse or no reason not to also be intentional. It's not the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is called a helper. He is not a doer. Some of us have made the Holy Spirit a doer instead of a helper. He's called Paracletos. That means he stands beside you. So all he does is to nudge you, push you. But if you're waiting for the Holy Spirit to carry fire and put in front of you so that you will not enter that place you want to enter, he will just follow you and you will enter and come out because he's omnipresent. Hallelujah. Hello. So if you're waiting for the Holy Spirit to hold your hand because he's gentle and he's a helper. So he stands beside you to nudge you. So most of the responsibility stands with you. But he knows, that's why he energizes you to take those decisions. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered. So you say the steps of a good man are ordered. So my journey has been ordered. It means that there are decisions. It means that the decisions are ordered. Your decisions are ordered. So you have to make the decisions. Hallelujah. All right. So, that being said, it is the end that matters and not the beginning. January has its place, but what's really, really important is December. And so it implies that you have to, for you to finish strong, you must have been tested, or you will be tested. So some, different folks, different strokes, different faces, different issues. Some of you have already been tested. Some of you are going to be tested. Some of you are in testing. Because if it doesn't happen, you cannot use the word finishing strong. And so, it implies that there also must be a terminal point. Which is why you see me talking about don't do it the way the world does it. Because whenever you're talking about finishing strong, there must be somewhere you're going to. It's not abstract. If it's abstract, that means you're not planning to finish. So once you use the word finish, that means you must get to the terminal point. So there must be a terminal point. So your terminal point is very, very important. So what is your finish? What do you consider finish? We read the book of 2 Timothy 4:7. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have fought the fight of faith. I have kept the faith. That was Paul's focal point. And that's what kept him and made him do all he did. The exploits that Paul did was tied to the fact that his focal point was not in possessions, but in Christ. He was complete in Christ. That now caused him to do the exploits that you and I are still dividing it till today. Hallelujah. Jesus speaking in the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 15 to 21. Emphasis is on 21. He said, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. See, I'll be very real, and I'm being human. Most of us, our challenge is we are the ones that put pressure on ourselves. If there's anything I would like to drive home today, let me warn you guys about the guy they call emotions. Akafilio, feelings. See, feelings can either be good or they can be bad. But if your feelings are bad, see, most of these things you see going on in this country, insecurity, all those things, they are driven by feelings. They are driven by emotions. I like the way, what's this man's name? Andrew Womack put it. His illustration of emotions is a horse that is crazy, upside down, carrying the person that he's carrying on his back, upside down. That's when your emotions go wild, uncontrolled. Because check it. Why are you bothered about December? If care is not taken, your friend, your sister, your brother, in the village, your office, and all those things, trust me, they have their place. Where is their place? Emotions are supposed to support your decisions, not drive your decisions. So you don't make decisions based on emotions. When you make a good decision, you feel good. That's an emotion. That's what its job is supposed to be. When your emotions is the one that leads you, most times in a scale of 1 to 10, 9.99, you will regret the action. So I'm trying to talk to you that it doesn't even matter if you've not bought that your dream car. And who says you can't buy it before the 31st? And if you don't buy it before 31st, so what? Buy it next year. If you don't buy it next year, so what? Buy it in 2 years' time. After all, that car you want to buy, in 2 years' time, it will become obsolete. When I was young, there was this car I used to like. Amazon. Volkswagen Amazon. Because then, Shell staff, that's what they were all using. Everywhere you go, if you just see them, you know this is Shell. Shell. Those of you that grew up in Port Harcourt, you just see them everywhere. Shell. Amazon. If you see that car now, you will not enter that car if it's taxi. I saw the car I started life with in this town. It's called the Toyota Corolla First Lady. That time it was the car. I saw that car one day on the road. I couldn't believe it. I said, did I drive this car? Did I use this car? This car? There you go. Possessions. Because of time. Paul writing, 2 Corinthians 4:18. He says, anything you see becomes temporal. That we look at the things that we don't see. That those things that we don't see, they are the ones that are eternal. Let me give you an example. You are expecting a payment, and out of that payment, you're planning to buy an iPhone 17 Pro Max. Orange color. Do you know when you enjoy the phone? When the money is coming, before you buy it, the day you hold that phone in your hand, go and ask. You say, is this all? Is that day that phone starts to, the financial people call it, it starts to depreciate in value from the day you held on to it. But you know, the devil will make you think. And he won't tell you. There's what they call on to the next one. When you get that phone, you become bored. You start thinking, what's the next one? If you are not complete in Christ, you will not choose the right next one. And when you don't choose the right next one, do you know what starts to happen? You won't know. Should I shock you? You're going suicidal, but you don't know. Okay. Have you guys heard about Robin Williams? Very popular actor. He committed suicide. As at the time he died, he wasn't owing anybody. His liquid assets, as in cash in the bank, was how much? $95 million dead. I'm sure you're wondering, why would he kill himself? It sounds vague, but if you enter that realm, you understand what I'm talking about. See, on to the next one. You will look left. Your house rent, because you're living in your own house. You look right. You have the cars, and you can buy the next one. And the next 2 ones. I'm just giving you a small one. You look left again. Your money in your account. I didn't say assets. Cash is running in the millions. You check whether there is somebody that you are owing. You are not owing anybody. Instead, they are owing you. You start to look again. That's when you hear of that word. They say the idle mind is the devil's workshop. You start looking for trouble to create trouble. You think some people that cause trouble, they do it just normally. I'm telling you where it starts from. Too much money. All these people that are sponsoring all these things, you don't know how it's people that are sponsoring them. They don't know what to do. The money is too much. They'll be created, they only just to be sponsoring, and they're getting their kick from it. Solomon puts it this way, when God is not in the matter, you're worse than beasts. An animal is better than you. Just you see the animals, the way they behave. That's exactly what happens to us when our emotions are running us because God is not in the picture. Hallelujah. So let me run. Beware. So maybe it's time for you to really look back. Can't even turn and even check yourself. Probably you are doing well or you've done well for yourself. But probably, are you sure your matrix of measuring how well you've done is not tied to AU or probably Pastor K Maybe you want to finish the way Pastor K wants you to finish, forgetting that God did not make you. All I'm supposed to do is to encourage you to be the better version of yourself, the real you. Because the real you is the one that carries the blessing. See, the fake you, the angels come, they get confused. Is this the guy they sent us to? I'm serious. That's how it happens. David is called a man after God's heart. Everybody talks about David. There is no king. David committed list of atrocities, even killing a man so that he can marry his wife. He didn't start there. He even wanted to kill somebody before. The man just died of a heart attack and he still married the woman's wife, Abigail. David? But guess what? He didn't start from David. He started from his forbearers in the person of Judah. Meanwhile, Jesus Christ still came from that line. Do you know what it means to commit incest with your wife, with your younger son's wife? But guess what? They were still after God's heart, and God blessed them. David woke up after he had listed his mighty men. It entered his head, pride. He said, "Chai, I'm too much." He said, "Joab, go and number Israel." Joab was warning him, please, don't do this kind of thing. Before they knew what was happening, he said, "Go, am I not the king?" As they moved, Yahweh gas. David even told God, he said, I'm the one that committed this crime now. Why are you wiping out this people? Did God answer him and tell him anything? He didn't answer him. The only thing he told him is the solution to the matter. Because David was always himself. The Bible says, when Paul asked God, he said, when this messenger was sent from Satan, was sent to buffet him, he said, "Remove this stone from me 3 times. And God said, "My grace is sufficient for you. For I need my power to be seen in you. And my power cannot be seen in you if you are not weak." My story as a person shocks a lot of people, and it's still shocking people, and it will still shock more people, because I don't look like this person 20 years ago. In fact, he had no resemblance. So when I tell people God, they say, true, God is, in this your matter, there is God. And that's what God wants. So I'm daring you to, if it's the Metropolitan, you say Farabale. In fact, tell your neighbor, Farabale. No, do it with some arrogance. Farabale. Leave it, Joe. Nothing spoiled. Or tell him in our own dad, Onwero. Thank you, Onwero. So, always renew your finish line. Note that. Always renew your finish line. When you get to that finishing line, as you're coming close, on to the next one. So, intentionally plan for the next one so that you don't waste your energy or get confused. So, let me give you some truths to support what I'm talking about. To start is very easy. Note that. Starting is the easiest thing. To start something, very easy. But to finish it requires character. So when we're talking about finishing strong, we are encouraging, we are shining the light at character. Ecclesiastes 7:8, James 1, I think it's 3, he said, "Count it all joy when you go into diverse temptations, knowing that these temptations, they produce patience." God cannot produce his nature in you without trials. That's the reason why God allows us to go through trials. Because he wants the nature to come out. Those natures cannot come out. If you say you're kind, for instance, that nature of kindness cannot be manifested without somebody being unkind to you. If you say you're patient, you can't just open your mouth and say you're patient. You must go through the trial of that will test your patience. James puts it this way, I think in James 1, the closing 26, 27, he said, he talked about religion. And he talked about what is expression. What is religion is an expression of your beliefs and your faith. Okay? So, if you're, for your religion to be true, it has to align with what you say and what you do. And that cannot happen if character has not been produced in you. Let me give you a secret. Character. I have seen where character makes money. Character. So it might be, what I might be saying might be sounding abstract. How does it come to, does it put food on the table? Oh, absolutely yes. My cousin, I won't mention his name because of media. My cousin served a bank loyally for over 20-something years. I grew up with him. I watched him. He was so loyal. People were leaving that bank for other banks. He refused to leave. He didn't notice that while that was going on, with all the trials he was going through, he didn't leave. He didn't know that he caught the eye of the executive director of the bank. And the executive director eventually became the managing director of the same bank. He never promoted him extraordinarily or did anything fantastic. But he left and started his bank. From the day he started his bank, he started disturbing my cousin to come and join them. Yet my cousin was still loyal to their bank. Okay. Fast forward 4 or 5 years, the bank has now become established in the country to the point that it is now competing. And yet they are still disturbing my cousin. So my cousin eventually joined them. But now he's joining them on his own terms. And they have prepared, they have a place, they have in mind where they want him to go and occupy. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. Somebody's path has been laid out for him to the point of the highest position in that institution. Is that bad? But those 20-something years he was serving, he looked stupid. Character. Character cannot be developed without grit and grind, though. So, this year you might not have gotten what you wanted. But the character you're building is even better than what you think you wanted because it's going to pay in the future. I dare you to stay committed, to stay persistent to the cause, to your finish. I dare you. And you know, the funniest thing is that whenever you start, I don't know where this guy comes from. From the day you start, that's the day they will start. That's the day he will come with opposition. He won't notice you. You'll be on your own. No, no wahala. It's the day you set out. I want to achieve this. You make a mistake and you bring Bairo. You know, when it's in your thoughts, he doesn't know because he doesn't read minds. The day you bring out your Bairo and write it, from the day you wrote it, even if you forgot it, he will start attacking you because he knows that it's just a matter of time. That Holy Spirit can still drive you. You'll go and see it and you'll remember. From that day you wrote it down. The Bible says write the vision and make it plain. He knows that even if you don't do it, the Bible says let other people see it and run with it. Other people can see it and run with it. So he will start attacking you from day one to make sure that vision dies in your hand. But you may not know. In fact, it distracts you and tells you you have not done well this year because you didn't buy the house or you didn't buy the car or you didn't move into the apartment you wanted. You forget that there was something you were doing that caught the eye of heaven. He will not allow you to see that one. You know, the devil's systematic strategy from day one is to make God look bad. And you look good, but he's the one behind you, pushing you. But he will make it look like God is looking bad, and you are the one that is looking good. Hallelujah. The next one is, trials do not test your calling. A trial does not come to test your call. The trial comes to test your commitment. When they say you're going through trials, it's not testing your call. So it doesn't send whether you're a pastor or you're anointed. It tests your commitment to the faith. That's why Paul could say, I have fought the good fight. Paul did not say, I ended as an apostle. Paul did not say, I ended with opening churches. Nope. He ended with fighting a good fight, a fight of faith. That is his belief, his consciousness. Those are the kind of matrices I'm thinking we should align ourselves with. The next one is empowering anointing empowers endurance. So like I said, the Holy Spirit is there to help you. So he's going to keep pushing you. Like my friend Antonio Odiachi, you can imagine coming from behind in a race. For the sprinters, you understand what that means. It can be a mental pressure. The only thing that makes you still go on, if you notice that you are closing in. But if you notice that they are still you are still where you are, you will run after some time. That's why some people in races, they will start well. Then just at that minute that they are supposed to start pushing, they'll just slack. Because as far as they are concerned, there's no need. They have already confessed. Because like where AU is and I'm here and I'm not closing, I'll assume that there's no need. I'm just wasting my energy. Forgetting that as I'm continuing to, the guy AU might decide to think that I'm already like the rabbit and the hare. I mean, sorry, the hare and the tortoise. I'm already ahead. AU might drop. So I start to close. By the time he notices, I'm beside him. Hallelujah. So, but you are empowered. That's why you have the Holy Spirit. So you're not alone in your quest to finish strong. So if you're not alone, like the song City of David sang, don't give up on God, because he's with you. So he knows. Jesus writes, Jesus speaking, puts it this way. He said, your heavenly Father knows. He knows. That means he has experienced according to his nature. Let me give you another definition of faith. That's my new definition of faith. My new definition of faith is no longer believing in God. It's part of it. But now, I choose to ask, what does God believe about me? That's what I believe. What does God believe about your situation? If you answer that question, positive or negative, you know where you place your faith. If God doesn't believe that you should do something, it means don't do it. By faith, obedience, back out of it. Simple. If he believes that you should do that thing, and how do you know what I believe? You don't need a nudge. It's in your scriptures. And the Holy Spirit will minister to you. He will bear witness with your spirit that you are sons of God. So he will bear witness with you and say, it's okay, you're aligned. Go ahead. So you don't even need to look far. You don't need a special prophet that will come and knock it or ring a bell for you. No. You know. There are some things you want to do. You know. You know there's no peace in it. But you rationalize and you explain to God. You know, we manage God. You manage him, you know, and he'll just leave you. Hallelujah. So believe what he believes about you. The empowering anointing is there to give you endurance so that you can go through the hurdle. Trophies, that's the final one. Trophies are never given at the beginning of the battle or the sport. Arsenal is leading now. Abi? Don't worry. Mind you, don't worry. Maybe next year. But na noise until May. I like the way Bukola Saraki put it. Bukola. What's his name? Is it Saraki? What's his name? Saka. They asked him yesterday. He said it's nice. But he said something. He said we'll wait until May. Because all these ones can be story. Our noisy neighbors are very funny. They have a way of coming from just when you don't expect them to spring the surprise. By today, now, they might either increase it or they keep it at 5 point. But if I know them very well, they'll reduce it. So they'll be coming on your heels waiting for you to make a mistake. So the guy is being realistic. So I bring it home here. Revelations 2:10. It's at the end that you get the crown. You cannot get the crown at the beginning. But I also want to draw. What is, when I talked about what is your finish, a year. This thing we call a year that we are knocking our heads about. The 31st, everybody's, we are keying in. What is a year? What is a year? Simple. This earth makes its complete revolution around the sun in 365 days. That's what is a year. That's what all of us are killing ourselves sometimes about. We have used it as a... But there's nothing wrong with it for matrix. I'm just trying to make you understand that you need to know the source of what you're doing so that it helps you, so that you don't kill yourself. Some people, as we are talking now, not in this congregation, but there are some people that have already planned activities, negative activities, so that they can be able to close this year with that Jeep or with that car or with that house for just 365 days revolving of the earth around the sun. Can you imagine? So, how should you finish? What is the, because I've been saying this thing, what's my own ideal finish? What's my ideal finish? Sorry. My ideal finish is John 4, 34 to 38, based on 2 Corinthians 4, 18. My ideal finish would be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. My ideal finish will be seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How far have I done in being a vessel or being a representative of this kingdom? How far have I gone in ensuring that the fragrance of the kingdom, the influence of the king, has been dissipated through me? How far have I gone in that? Jesus Christ speaking in that John 4, he said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. That's what gives me my own pleasant joy. How far have we gone on that? How far have we gone? We just close with acts of random kindness. Yeah, Pastor must have tried to measure it by asking you to bring the Bible. It's not really, it wasn't really supposed to be. That's just to ginger you. The main crux is for you to make it a lifestyle. How far have you gone to show? Because one of the attributes of God is kindness, actually. Yeah. One of the things God is known for is kindness. One of the things he's known for is kindness is subsumed in goodness and mercy. Those two. Every go and read scriptures. Everybody, we're talking about goodness and mercy. Everything about God is goodness and mercy. How far have we gone to show that to the world? Because, you know, when you make that your focus, he now makes your business your focus. So those are your goals that you set out with, that you plan to finish with. You will find out that as you are making his business your priority, he makes yours his priority. So that by the time you now get to the end and you want to take stock, you actually find out that you've done well and that you actually finished strong. Because somehow, you got the house. Maybe you didn't get the particular one. Somehow, you got the car. I'm telling you, that's how I've been running since. Four, 5 years ago, that's when I stopped paying attention because I listened to a man, David Ibiomi. He said he has never asked God for anything. That whenever he needs anything, he'll go and seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added. Normally, if I heard that, I would say this man, something is wrong with him. But that day, something jumped out of me. and I picked it. And I said I was going to dare you, God. I'll make your business and my priority. I'll make it. And I heard him tell me, if you, you know the kind of thing, if you try it, I will shock you. That was 2022. I've never looked back since then. And my story, my trajectory has been, it has never dipped. It has always been like this. He said, dare me. James said, draw unto me and I'll draw unto you. He's always there. But you need to draw. You need to draw to him. So that's my idea of finishing strong. So check that matrix. If you check that matrix and you find yourself wanting, no problem. Don't forget the text we read in Colossians. We are complete in him. Yeah. So even if you check and you find yourself wanting, he still has a way of completing you in him. So that means you need to yield. God hates pride. The worst thing you can do to yourself is to be proud when it concerns God. So you yield. When you yield, you become complete in him. And guess what? Within the remaining 17 days, it will still happen. Except if God be not God. God bless you. It's been an honor and a pleasure serving you this morning. And I enjoy you. We will all finish strong. I'm so sure we'll finish strong. So this last 17 days, don't joke with it. Especially the trumpets, the shofar. Whenever the prophet blows the shofar, any instruction he gives at this time is very paramount. Because you know what? You can't see what he sees. There can only be one shepherd in this congregation, and that is our pastor. And we cannot see what he sees. It's what he sees that he will tell us. So any instruction, pay serious attention to instructions that will come within this period. Not just only from pastor, from your scriptures, your quiet time, your prayers, every instruction, pen them down. They are all instrumental to your finishing strong. God bless you.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.